News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, we've been talking all morning about how the average whiplash payment made through the state's injury assessment body in the first half of the year was just over four times higher than the equivalent payout in England and Wales. The new report by the Personal Injuries Assessment Board showed that the average award was just over €20,000 a year. That's compared to the average court payout in the UK of under €4,000. Joining us on the line is Conor O'Brien, Chief Executive of the Personal Injuries Assessment Board. Conor, why are our awards so high here relative to the UK?
Well, Shane, good morning. I think it's worth pointing out, first of all, that figure of 20,000 also includes the costs associated with the awards. It's right. Not just the general damages.
Okay.
But nevertheless, the multiplier, as reported in the Personal Injury Commission, is about 4.5 times that of the UK. So it is quite a disparity, all right. It's also important to point out that the Personal Injuries Assessment Board is there to assess injury claims on an independent basis. So the actual value of the awards is not really for us to determine. But nevertheless, as I said, it is a significant disparity.
Okay.
And the second report of the Personal Injury Commission recommends that the newly the Judicial Council being established would look at that as part of its deliberations in the drawing up of new guidelines
okay.
for personal injuries.
That report calls for a recalibration of the Book of Quantum. Now, just explain to us what exactly is the Book of Quantum and what is the difficulty with it at the moment?
So the Book of Quantum was compiled by the Personal Injuries Assessment Board initially in 2004 and then updated in 2016. And it's used as a guideline for the assessment of personal injuries for damages, not just for PIAB, but for insurers and for the courts as well. And the courts are to have regard to the figures in that book when they're making their judgments. So the difficulty with it is that we would like it to see it used more widely, and the Personal Injury Commission has recommended that it would be used more widely, and that the Judicial Council would take on the review of the next Book of Quantum, so that in effect, if it's reviewed by the judges, that we would hope that it will be used more widely by all parties.
Okay, I'm trying to get to the root of this. Why are we paying out four times? Is this precedent? Is this tradition? Is this what the courts have tended to do over the years? Is it because of higher costs? Is it because of solicitors? Why is it?
So, I mean, this is the first time we've been able to carry out this study. So we've only got 6 months of data.
Yeah.
And I suppose the interesting thing to look at is whether it's trending upwards or downwards over the years.
Well, it's not the the interesting thing is it's over four times what the international average is.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, we don't know exactly, and the Personal Injury Commission asked that question as well, and there was no definitive answers to why it is higher. It is higher.
Can I put a scenario to you that it's in everybody's interests, that it is higher, that it's in solicitors' interests, that it's in the people making the claims' interests, and that it's a it's a virtuous circle for those involved on the inside.
There's no doubt that for society as a whole, there is the value of those awards is affecting premiums.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's undeniable. Your other question, I can't speak to. So again, we're independent in terms of the value of the awards, and our job is to try and keep them out of court, and that's the core of the Personal Injuries Assessment Board mission.
Let me ask this question then: is there an inconsistency between the Personal Injuries Board and what they recommend and those offered by the courts?
Well. Generally, awards are cases that go into court are the more complex courts, more complex cases. So generally,
are they
attract
are they or do solicitors like to get these things to cost because they think they'll get a bigger payout for their client?
Well, obviously, in some cases that's going to be the case, but not in all. So, in general, the over 60% or close to 60% of claimants will accept an award by the Personal Injuries Assessment Board. And if for their own reasons they decide that that's not acceptable, they will move on and try and either settle it before court or go to court. It's also important, Shane, to note that only about 1.5 to 2% of cases actually go full of the way through court.
Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
That's actually a good thing. So the more that are settled outside of the courts, the lower the costs.
Yeah, but it's only a good thing, though.
Settled, the better.
Sorry to cut across. It's only a good thing if there isn't a precedent there that says, well, you know, you may as well settle and you're going to get four times what we get internationally.
Well, what would be very interesting to know, and it's part of the Cost Insurance Working Group, is to look at what the awards are being settled for outside of court. So, for instance, awards that are rejected, PIAB awards that are rejected, to know at what level they're being settled at and what the costs are associated with those awards, and looking at that over time. And that would really answer your question.
All right, just very briefly, with a text in from a listener saying, in Ireland, 80% of accidents result in soft tissue damage, all paid out. In Spain, it's 6%. There you have to prove medically via MRI and report. Do we need to tighten up our measures for showing that people genuinely do have an injury?
So if you look at the first report of the Personal Injuries Commission, it speaks to that, and it's bringing in new scales, so the whiplash-associated disorder scale, to try and tighten up on the diagnosis for whiplash. And that's already been implemented by ourselves. We're in the process of doing that right now in terms of our own medical reports, and other bodies will be doing the same thing. So the Personal Injuries Commission did a considerable amount of research on this and looking at medical diagnosis for the condition. So that is absolutely being worked on.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Conor O'Brien, Chief Executive of the Personal Injuries Assessment Board.